وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
And if they reject you as false, tell them, "My deeds are for myself and your deeds for yourselves. You will not be held responsible for my deeds, nor I for your deeds. You will not be held responsible for my deeds, nor I for your deeds." Since every individual is himself accountable for his deeds, there is no point in engaging in unnecessary discussions which are often actuated by obduracy. For if the Prophet, peace be upon him, was indeed inventing lies, he would bear the evil consequence of such an action. On the other hand, if his opponents were denying the truth, their action will not hurt the Prophet, peace be upon him, but rather hurt themselves.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُونَ إِلَيْكَ أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يَعْقِلُونَ.
Of them, some seem to give heed to you. Will you then make the deaf hear even though they understand nothing? Will you then make the deaf hear even though they understand nothing?
In its most elementary sense, even animals are possessed of the faculty of hearing. But hearing in its true sense is applicable only when the act of hearing is accompanied with the attention required to grasp the meaning of what one hears, and with the readiness to accept it, if it is found reasonable.
وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْكَ أَفَأَنْتَ تَهْدِي الْعُمْيَ وَلَوْ كَانُوا لَا يُبْصِرُونَ.
And of them, some look towards you. Will you then guide the blind, even though they can see nothing?
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Surely, Allah does not wrong people. They rather wrong themselves.
وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِّنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ.
But today they are oblivious of everything except enjoyment of worldly life. And on the day when he will muster all people together, they will feel as though they had been in the world no more than an hour of the day to get acquainted with one another. It will then become evident that those who called the lie to meeting with Allah were the utter losers and were not rightly directed.
وَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُهُمْ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ شَهِيدٌ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
Whether we let you see during your lifetime some of the chastisement with which we threaten them, or we call you to us before the chastisement strikes them, in any case, they are bound to return to us. Allah is witness to all that they do.
وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولٌ فَإِذَا جَاءَ رَسُولُهُمْ قُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْقِسْطِ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
A messenger is sent to every people, and when their messenger comes, the fate of that people is decided with full justice. They are subjected to no wrong. A messenger is sent to every people.
The Quranic expression Ummah is not to be taken in the narrow sense in which the word nation is used. The word Ummah embraces all those who receive the message of a messenger of God after his advent. Furthermore, this word embraces even those among whom no messenger is physically alive, provided that they have received his message. All those who, after the advent of a messenger, happen to live in an age when the teachings of that messenger are extant, or at least it is possible for people to know what he had taught, constitute the Ummah of that messenger. Besides, all such people would be subject to the law mentioned here. In this respect, all human beings who happen to live in the age which commences with the advent of Muhammad, peace be upon him, onwards, are his Ummah, and will continue to be so as long as the Quran is available in its pristine purity. Hence, the verse does not say, among every people there is a messenger. It rather says, there is a messenger for every people.
وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ
They say, if what you promise is true, when will this threat be fulfilled?
قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٌ إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ
Tell them, I have no power to harm or benefit even myself, except what Allah may will. There is an appointed term for every people. And when the end of their term comes, neither can they defer it for an hour, nor can they bring it an hour before.
قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ أَتَاكُمْ عَذَابُهُ بَيَاتًا أَوْ نَهَارًا مَاذَا يَسْتَعْجِلُ مِنْهُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ
Tell them, did you consider what you would do were his chastisement to fall upon you suddenly by night or by day? So why are the culprits seeking to hasten its coming?
أَثُمَّ إِذَا مَا وَقَعَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ آلْآنَ وَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ
Is it only when this chastisement has actually overtaken you that you will believe in it? And when the chastisement will surprise you, you will try to get away from it, although it is you who had sought to hasten its coming.
ثُمَّ قِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ هَلْ تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ
The wrongdoers will then be told, Suffer now the abiding chastisement. How else can you be rewarded except according to your deeds?
وَيَسْتَنْبِئُونَكَ أَحَقٌّ هُوَ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌّ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ
They ask you if what you say is true. Tell them, Yes, by my Lord, this is altogether true, and you have no power to prevent the chastisement from befalling.